This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Well, look, time to meet our special guest this morning. Her name, Anita Spring. Yet another young Aussie country music talent, and it's so wonderful. We've got so many of these young people coming up in the country music genre. It's fantastic. She's been a backing vocalist for many Australian iconic singers, bands like Powderfinger, for example, and an artist like Christina New. But it was after a trip to Nashville that Anita fell in love with country music. I'm so glad that she did, resulting in her writing her latest song called Midnight Train. Let's have a little bit of a listen to that.
These streets remind me of a place when I was young. The corner shop sold toy guns, but they were just for fun. Leaving on the midnight train, 'cause the bus never came.
But I want to meet the gal now. I want to have a chin wag with her. Good morning, Anita.
How are you? Thank you for having me on your show.
I have felt better, but I can't remember when.
It wasn't just 2020 that did that.
No. Hey, we're in a brand new year. We've got to be positive.
I know. It is. It's looking good, isn't it?
It is, Anita Spring. Now, you seem like a very positive person. When I spoke to you on the phone before we came on air, you're very positive, aren't you?
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I think it's important to always look on the bright side of things. You know, there's too much doom and gloom in the world that can get us down. So, you know, look at the things that you can actually focus on and be positive about, I think.
Terrific. Now, listen, you went to Nashville in 2017. I just mentioned that, following a charity conference in Atlanta, Georgia, and the trip inspired you so much that you then began writing songs. They were coming out of you when you got back to Australia. What was the light bulb moment for you?
Do you know what? It's just the place of Nashville. And it sounds, you know, cliche, because I know that so many people say it, and they say it because it's true. It's just that city is just buzzing with creative energy. You can just feel it. Like anywhere you go, whether it's to a bar to see a band or, you know, an actual intimate venue to watch songwriters in the round, the whole place is inspiring. If you're a budding musician of any kind, you'll be blown away by the place.
Fantastic. Okay, let's talk about your childhood now. Where did you grow up?
I was born in Perth, and I kind of grew up between Rottnest Island and South Perth.
Oh, the little quokkas.
They're so cute.
Now, when you were growing up, you're saying you were in that area. What sort of life did you have as a child growing up? And were your parents were they musical at all?
Yeah, so mum and dad are both amazing musicians. Like they're both really super talented. Dad plays pretty much every instrument and sings, and mum has got the most ridiculous voice. And that's why we spent half of the time on Rottnest, because Dad had a regular gig on Rottnest. So he would play there, you know, for the whole weekend, and then we'd come home and we'd go over, and that was how I kind of grew up. And then Mum also toured with amazing artists like Bob Hope and
Bob Hope?
Yeah, I know. The Bob Hope, I know. It's crazy. And Dad was also in a band with JFK. So
Hang on. Just back up a little bit. Did you say your father was in a band with JFK?
Yeah.
I mean JFK?
Super cool.
Wait a minute. You're talking about John Fitzgerald Kennedy, the President of the United States. Aren't you?
No.
Who are you talking about?
Johnny O'Keefe.
JOK. I thought you said JFK. JOK. I thought you said JFK, and I'm thinking...
Oh, I may have. Sorry.
But I honestly...
JFK, yeah.
I thought you said JFK, and I'm thinking, Your dad singing with the President of the United States. That's fantastic. But listen, J.O.K. just, so he worked with Johnny O'Keefe. Wow.
Yeah, super cool. So he, you know, he's got, they both have amazing stories, and I can listen to them talk all night about, you know, the people that they worked with and, you know, all the naughtiness and things they all got up to. And
hello.
I know, they've both got great stories, but I can't, you know, repeat any of them on air. But,
of course not.
But yeah, it was great. Growing up with them, watching them tour and watching them rehearse and all of that was extraordinary.
Mm. Now, I know at the age of 7, you joined a theatrical school in Sydney. You scored your first professional theatre role at age 12. What was that?
It was just a pantomime at a theatre in Chatswood in Sydney. And it kind of came out of the theatrical school I was already attending. So lots of the people got roles in this particular pantomime, and the actual theatrical centre had an agency attached to it.
We're talking with Anita Spring, and she is a country music singer and songwriter and has a brand new single out, which we'll play very, very shortly. Okay, so that was a bit of a start there, and you had the people behind that, the management and all that. At 15, you secured a role in Elvis the Musical. Tell us about that.
Yes, I didn't expect to. That was my first real professional musical audition, so I didn't had no expectations. But yeah, they offered me one of the roles. There was five girls in the show, and that was really the launching pad to then follow on to do other massive productions. You know, that was at the Footbridge Theatre, and it was amazing.
Then at age 17, you went abroad to Chiang Mai, Thailand. Now, what a beautiful place. My wife and I married. We've got a good friend, some family there that we visit in Chiang Mai. What a beautiful, beautiful place.
It's really cool, isn't it? I love the original city in the middle.
Yes.
It's really neat. That was for Grease, the musical, which was the same production company that put on Elvis. It was a Gordon Frost organisation. And I was lucky enough, once again, to be chosen to go over. So I was over there for 3.5 months. And I celebrated my 18th birthday over there, actually, which was really cool. But it was hard being away from mum. That was like my first overseas trip.
Oh, got a little bit homesick.
I loved all the experience of it because it was amazing. Like, we were opening this brand new theatre and teaching the beautiful Thai people how to run this theatre, as well as putting on the productions.
Great experience for you. Okay, we're talking with Anita Spring. And Anita, in 2020, you released two country singles, This Ain't Pretty, which hit number 2 on the AMRAP regional airplay charts, with the video receiving over 102,000 views on YouTube. Still a Child was released in October, peaking at number 7 on the AMRAP regional airplay charts and number 2 on the Australian country radio charts, spending 8 weeks in the top 10. As I said in the intro, you've worked alongside some amazing people. Chris Bailey from the Saints, the late Doc Neeson, the Angels, Christina New, as I mentioned, Gary Kemp, Spandau Ballet, Powderfinger. Now, look, you could have gone any direction in music, but country won, and I'm very, very happy about that.
Yeah, thank you. I like telling stories, and I've got I'm a massive chatterbox, as you can probably tell. So I feel like I've got so many stories to tell, and country as a genre lends itself to storytelling. So it just fits perfectly, and I'm a massive country music fan. I always have been, but it was really that trip in Nashville that inspired me to write country songs.
Fantastic. Talking to Anita Spring, and we're going to play in full her Midnight Train record. Now, this is recorded in Sydney, London and New York. How do you do that?
I know. The wonders of the internet. It's so cool. It sounds a lot more glamorous than it is.
Right.
But, via emails, literally, and Dropbox. We exchanged ideas and collaborated online. What would we have done without the internet last year, really?
Mm.
It really is a blessing, and we managed to pull together a full record. So my team overseas, I think we're just all on the same wavelength. So, because I know sometimes all of that can be very difficult if you're not in the same room, but we all were thinking the same thing. So it just happened.
Yes, that can be rare. And when it happens, it's fantastic. Now, I got to mention Pete Kepler. Now, he mixed the song. Why was it important for Pete to be involved?
Pete is an extraordinary expert in his field. Like, he is not only a legendary person, but he understands me, and he has worked with amazing artists, David Bowie and Bonnie Raitt and Katy Perry. Like, he's just everyone. Like, recently, one of my songs had to wait because he was working on a Spike Lee documentary.
Oh, wow.
You know, like, I know he's ridiculous, and yet he is willing and very happy to help me on my musical journey. So I just feel really privileged to have him on my team.
Tell us about Midnight Train and what it's about.
Midnight Train is essentially about leaving the city for a country life. My family and I moved from Sydney up to the Northern Rivers over 3 years ago now. It's been the best move for us ever. We were in Sydney, and we just found, we were finding that it's just that noise. It's like a constant white noise in Sydney. You know, it's just too crazy. And I've got a 7-year-old little girl, and we just wanted to raise her in a quieter, calmer, better balanced environment. People are moving from the city, or are planning in the next 12 months to move out of the main cities to regional areas, and which is fantastic. Just as long as everyone doesn't do it at once.
Well, I tell you who's done very well during this is the real estate agents, because people are doing, they're doing exactly what you're saying, is they're getting out of those big cities that have been locked down, particularly Melbourne, and coming up to these beautiful spots. But Midnight Train, okay, we're going to play it now. Would you like to, well, first of all, thank you so much, and good luck with your career, and we'll watch it. We'll certainly support you and other artists on this radio station. So thank you for having a chat this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on your show. I appreciate it greatly.
So let's introduce Midnight Train. Off you go.
Hey, guys. This is my new song, Midnight Train, and, yeah, I hope you like it.